B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Daled. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Daled, Omud Aleph. And the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah on Daf Beis Omud Aleph, the final statement in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was going through the different dates in the year that, regarding different halachas, they are the beginning of a year. And regarding the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonois, which is the halachas of Chumas, Maishas, Shvius, and other halachas we'll learn about, that regarding the fruits of a tree, most fruit trees, we'll see that the esrog may be an exclusion, but for the most fruit trees, the Rosh Hashanah for the fruits are in Shvat. So the Mishnah says, Be'echod b'Shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilon k'divrei Beis Shammai. According to Beis Shammai, it's the first of Shvat, and Beis Hillel oimrim b'chamisha also boy, according to Beis Hillel, it's the 15th, the Tesvav of Shvat, known to us as Tu B'Shvat. Says the Gemara, Mai Tama, what would be the source, and why would it be that way, that regarding the fruits of a tree, by the time Shvat comes along, then already we can say, that's it, the year of this tree is over, even though the fruits are still going to be growing afterwards. Nonetheless, if the Chanota, which was seen previously in the Gemara and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that regarding the fruits, the point in the development of the fruits is when they emerge, called Chanota. If the Chanota happens at Tu B'Shvat, that's it. That's the end of the year. Why would that be true? Says the Gemara, Omer Beloza, Omer Boishia, Hoyel V'yotzu Roiv Gishmi Ashon. Since by the time Shvat comes along, most of the rain of the year has already fallen. V'adayin Roiv Tkufo Mibachutz. This seems a bit cryptic. The Gemara is about to explain it. But he's saying that even though most, or not even though, that's going to be the answer, but and most of the winter season is still to follow. That is why Shvat is the break-off point. If the Chanota was before Shvat, it's from the previous year. If it's after either the first of Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, it's the next year. And the Gemara seems asks a question, Mike Omar, what was Rabbi explaining? The fact that most of the winter season is still to follow after Shvat, or after the beginning of Shvat, then that would be reason that the year where these fruits are growing are continuing until the winter season is over or almost over. It's a kolshkein. These words, v'adayin reiv tkufa mibachutz, would be reason to say that Shvat would not mark the end of the year. Says the Gemara Hochik Omar, what Rabbi Yishia meant to say was, even though most of the winter season is still to come, nonetheless, since most of the rain that is going to fall during that year has already fallen, then the tree has already absorbed most of the nourishment that it needs to produce these fruits. So if the fruits have already done chanota by this date, by Shvat, we can take it for granted that they're based on the nourishment of the waters that have already fallen, this tree is now going to be capable of producing the rest of these fruits and bringing them to their final stages of being ripe, and therefore that's the break-off point, and from here starts a new year. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, there was an incident in a Braisa, Maisa b'Rabakiva, Rabakiva shalikate, he picked. We'll notice that this is not chanota. He's not talking about when it emerged, he's talking about when he picked it. We're going to see about this soon. He picked esrig be'echod b'shvat. He picked an esrig on the first of Shvat. V'noag boy shnei isurin. And we saw the first of Shvat, according to Beis Shammai, is the beginning of a new year. It's Rosh Hashanah le'ilonis. According to Beis Hillel, it's still a continuation of the previous year. And here we're talking about that it, before Shvat was the second year of the Maestros, and after Shvat was the third year. The question is, when was the transition between year 2 and year 3? Was it on the first of Shvat, in which case he picked this Esrog in the third year of the Shemitah cycle? Or did he pick it, according to Beis Hillel, before the 15th of Shvat, in which case he picked it in the second year? And we've already learned that there's a big difference between year 2 and year 3. In year 2, there's Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheini. In year 3, there's Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. And why did he, and so what did Rabbi Akiva do? Rabbi Akiva, he was v'noag boy shnei isurin. He took 2 Maisras. Besides for Maisa Rishon, which applies every year, he took also Maisa Sheini, just to make sure that in case it was picked on the second year, he took Ma'aseh Sheni, and he took Ma'aseh Shlishi in case it was picked in the third year. Echod Kedivrei Beis Shammai ve'echod Kedivrei Beis Hillel. The Tanakhama of the Braisa understood that the reason Rabbi Akiva took two Ma'aseh is because he wasn't sure. He had the opinion of Beis Shammai, the opinion of Beis Hillel, and according to Beis Shammai, it's year three. According to Beis Hillel, it's year two. So he took two Ma'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama and explains Rabbi Akiva the reason he took twice Meiser, also Meiser Sheini, also Meiser Oni, loy minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Noagbo. He didn't have an issue with Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. That wasn't his concern. Elo minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Loza Rabbi Eliezer Noagbo. Which means that we're about to see there's a machlekas whether Esrog, besides for one difference that we've already seen, no, that's what let's see inside. It's none. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Esrog shove le'ilon begimel drochim. The Esrog, even though it's a fruit, and it's hence similar to other halachas of fruit, in three different areas of halacha. Ule yerek, but it's similar to vegetables, b'derech echod, in one area of halacha. Shove le'ilon begimel drochim. What are the three things that the Esrog is similar to other fruit trees? Le'orlo, ule revai, ule shvies. Regarding the counting of the years of Orla, the Revai, and Shmita. That means that regarding the Esrog tree in the halachas of Orla, Revai, and Shvius, we follow Chanota, the time that the Esrog emerged, not the time it was picked. Ule Yerek b'derech Echod, and however, in one area of halacha, we follow the same halachas of vegetables with the Esrog, Shebashas lekitosoi isuroi. Regarding Maestros, it doesn't follow Chanoto emerging like other trees, rather picking. Regarding which Maestros to take is dependent on when you picked it. Like vegetables, Divi Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Eliezer Oimir, Esrog Shovel Ilon Nechol Dovo. Rebbe Eliezer says that even regarding the Maestros, it's not Bosor Lekito, it's Bosor Chanoto. So here, and Chanota, when did it emerge? It emerges much before it gets picked. So here we have a case where the Esrog emerged before Shvat. When was it picked? On the first of Shvat. And we assume now, and it's, the Gemara is going to discuss that, that Rabbi Akiva was following Beis Shammai. That in the event that we follow the time of picking, the first of Shvat is indeed the next year, the third year in the cycle. But if we follow emerging, we follow Chanota, it was much earlier, it was the second year. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was taking into account. Also the time that the Esrog emerged, also the time that the Esrog was picked. And since it was definitely emerged before the first of Shvat, it was picked on the first of Shvat, and therefore he took the double Meiser, he took Meiser also for year two, Meiser Sheni, and also for year three, which was Meiser Oni. Says the Gemara. And it seems that we're now, that the Gemara is asking this question on the Tanakhama and the Braisa, who explained to Rabbi Akiva that the reason he took twice Meiser was to take into account also Beis Shammai, also Beis Hillel. Umi of Dinon Ketrei Chumra? Do we ever take a double Chumra that seemed to be a contradiction? It can't be year two and year three at once. So how can you take the, so to speak, the Chumrah of Beis Hillel and say, and according to Beis Hillel, it's year two, I'm taking Meiser Sheini, and also Beis Shammai and taking Meiser Oni, that's a contradiction. Umi of Dinon Ketrei Chumrah? Does anybody, is it correct, or is it normal to take two Chumras that seem to be opposing each other, of two different opinions? Well, Tani, we learned in the Braisa, La'oila Malocha Kedivrei Beis Hillel. After the baskel, the heavenly voice cried out that the aloch is like Beis Hillel, the aloch is like Beis Hillel. Before the baskel, before the baskel, if you wanted to follow Beis Hillel, you could. If you wanted to follow Beis Shammai, you could. However, Mikule Beis Shammai, Mikule Beis Hillel, if you take in any one scenario, in an event that you had a single case, which a single understanding would imply a kula and a chumra and two different halachas, which means there's a halacha, there's one aspect, and Rashi discusses it at length, and I don't want to get anyone confused here, but there's halachas as to how many vertebrae, how many of the bones in the spine of a person have to be missing in order for it to be a significant lack. And this significant lack has a kula and a khumra. A significant lack would mean that if you have the whole spine less those two, then it would not be considered a whole spine, it would not be make the room tummy. And on the other hand, if you need two of these vertebrae to be significant, then a person will only be considered, or an animal for that matter, will only be considered a trefa if two vertebrae are missing, not if one are missing. So you've got the same discussion, take one vertebrae, where there's a kula and a chumra. If you say one vertebrae is significant to make a person treif, then it will also be significant that when it's missing, it will not make the rest of the spine be metame. And so here you've got, and you have there machlokes b'shamay b'shilil, and so somebody who were to choose the kulas, the leniencies of both sides, they'll say, well, regarding making the spine tome, or the spine remaining tome, they will say that unless, if there's just one vertebrae missing, then already it's not tome. But when it comes to making a person treif, it's only going to be treif with two. That's taking leniencies on both sides. And somebody who does that is considered a rosh, a wicked person. If you take the chumras, the stringencies of both, even though there's a contradicting understandings, but you take the stringencies of both, Olova Kosov Omer, the Pasuk says about him, Uksil b'choshech hoylech, a fool who goes in the dark. Eloika b'shamay, either follow b'shamay in any specific area with a specific logic and understanding, follow that opinion, b'kulehen u'b'chumrehen, with its leniencies and stringencies, ika b'shilel, or follow b'shilel, b'kulehen u'b'chumrehen, but not both. So how over here do we have Rabbi Akiva, who took also Maisa Sheni, also Maisa Oni, on this Esrog, on these Esrogim that he picked? It cannot be year two and year three at the same time. It's contradicting logics. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva istapkele. The truth is, Rabbi Akiva knew that Halacha was like Bishilel, but he had a doubt. He didn't know what was Bishilel's opinion, what was Bishamai's opinion. He didn't know when he learned our Mishnah, he wasn't sure whether Bishilel said that it's the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Lilanus or Tu B'Shvat, and he didn't know what Bishamai held. V'lo yoda I Bishilel be'echod b'Shvat oimer, I b'Tu B'Shvat oimer. He wanted to rule like Bishilel, he had a doubt what Bishilel holds. Then he's not a fool. Then he's not taking two opinions, he's taking one opinion, but he just doesn't know which one it is, so he's following the stringencies of both, then he's not a fool. And then Mefarshim discuss why the Gemara couldn't ask the same question according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Rabbi Akiva was following also Rabbi Gamliel, also Rabbi Eliezer. Is it because he didn't know who the halacha is like? Is it because he didn't know what each of them holds, like the Gemara just explained with Bishamai b'Shilel? But either way, the Gemara asked the question on the Tanakama regarding how could Bishilel follow, how could Rabbi Akiva follow also Bishilel, also Bishamai? And the Gemara didn't seem so concerned, according to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, as to how could Rabbi Akiva follow also Rabbi Gamliel, also Rabbi Eliezer. But the Mefarshim discussed that here. Continues the Gemara, going now to Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda in that first braisa we saw, that Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda explains that the reason Rabbi Akiva took two maisers is because he wasn't sure whether the zman, the time, the determining factor is the time when it was, when the fruit emerged, which was definitely much earlier before Shvat, and was definitely the year two of the Maisa, the Shemitah cycle, or is it Basar Lekito, like vegetables, when you picked it, which was the first of Shvat, in which case he assumed it was definitely the third year already. If it's the third year already, then you have to take Maisa Oni, not Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara is going to discuss why would Rabbi Akiva be following Beis Shammai, that the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. Hence, in the event that by Esrog we follow Lekita, since it was picked, since Rabbi Akiva picked this Esrog on the first of Shvat, it would be the third year of the Shemitah cycle, not the second. The Gemara is going to discuss that now. Rabbi Akiva wasn't taking into account Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel as to whether it's the first of Shvat or the 15th of Shvat. Elominig Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Noagbo, he was taking into account both opinions as to whether the Chanota is the determining factor or the Lekita. Says the Gemara, Be'echod b'shvat. Rabbi Akiva picked this esrog at the first of Shvat. It says it explicitly in the Braisa. Could be Shammai noeg bo? Was he following b'shammai that the first of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah li'ilonos? We know that loch is always like b'shillel. So we're going to have two answers to this. Omer of Chanina, v'itamer of Chanina, Chananya, either of Chanina or of Chananya answered, Hocha be'esrog shechontu p'rois of koidem tu tesvav de'idoch Shvat. Oskinon. He's saying a very interesting answer. We know that an estrog, unlike most other fruits, stays on the tree for a number of years. So we asked a question, Rabbi Akiva picked this estrog on the first of Shvat. He says, I need to take two maisers, because the chanota was on year two. The lekita was on the first of Shvat, year three. And we had an issue with that, says the Gemara. No. We pask and we rule like Beis Hillel, and it's the 15th of Shvat is the 15th of Shvat is the determining factor. And so you're going to say, so when he picks this estrog on the first of Shvat, what's the first of Shvat got to do with anything? He says yes, because you know when this fruit emerged, before last Tu B'Shvat, a year less 2 weeks from this date, earlier, almost a year back, the fruit emerged before last Tu B'Shvat, which was then, that was year two. Last Tu B'Shvat started year three, and it just happens to be that he didn't pick this estrog that almost a whole year till the first of Shvat. But it doesn't matter if it was the first of Shvat or it would have been any time since last Tu B'Shvat till now, which is year three of the Shemitah cycle. And that's what he didn't know. He didn't know, do we go Boso Chanota, which was before last Tu B'Shvat, or Boso Lekita, which is after last Tu B'Shvat, which happens to include the first of Shvat. Now, that's what the first answer in the Gemara is. And then we can understand that he ruled like Beis Hillel, and yet he took two maestros. That's what the answer is, that Be'esrog shechontu pe'reisov, the esrogim emerged koidem Tu B'Shvat idoch Shvat, before Tu B'Shvat of the previous year. Oskinon, that's what we're talking about. Obedinu, and the truth is, afilo koidem l'chein, even had he picked it before the first of Shvat, then it would be the same because it was after last Tu B'Shvat. It just happens to be the incident happened on the first of Shvat. The Braisa told us when the incident happened. That's the first explanation. Ravina Omar, Ravina says no. Koruch v'toni, you have to double the words of Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda and read the Braisa as follows. Number one, Rabbi Yossi is saying, Loi echod b'shvat hoyo elo tesvav b'shvat hoyo. First of all, and this is not recorded in the Braisa as we have it on the top line of this Omid, he says it wasn't the first of Shvat, the incident with the Rakiva happened on the 15th of Shvat. So if it happened on the 15th of Shvat, V'loi minig b'is shamay u'bis hilal noag, because as far as b'is hilal b'shamay, they both agree that the 15th of Shvat is definitely the start of a new year. Just b'shamay says it already started on the 1st of Shvat. So what was the discussion with Rabbi Akiva? That sort of says Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbi Yehuda, Elo minig b'gamlil v'b'eliezer noag bo, that he wanted to take into account both opinions as to whether you follow the Lekita or if you follow the Chanota, which means that we're talking about a case where he picked it on Tu B'Shvat. When was the Chanota, according to Ravina? A few weeks earlier. The fruit emerged a few weeks earlier. He picked it on Tu B'Shvat. So according to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat starts the new year. So if you follow the Chanota, it's the year two. If he follows the Lekita, it's year three. And that's why Rabbi Akiva took a double Maaser. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Rabbi Bar Rav Huna made an interesting observation. Hashta to Omar ibn Gamliel, that Esrog, as we saw earlier on, we saw in the Mishnah, which started four lines from the beginning of this Omud, that Rabbi Gamliel says that the Esrog, regarding Maaser, you don't follow Chanota emerging as with other fruits, you follow the time of the picking, as with vegetables. Esrog acha lekitaso isurai, the Maaser cycle follows when it's picked, not when it emerges. Kayerek, like vegetables. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said, Rosh Hashanah shaloi tishri. Then fruits, when is the Rosh Hashanah of fruits? Let's say Tu B'Shvat, Kunde Beis Hillel is Tu B'Shvat. When is the Rosh Hashanah for Yerokos? We saw previously in a previous sugya, it's Rosh Hashanah. So if you're going to say that the determining factor in Maaser for Esrog is not when it emerges, but when you pick it, if when you pick it, then you also have to follow the vegetables and say that the year starts with Rosh Hashanah, the first of Tishri, not with Tu Bishvat. Tu Bishvat is something to do with trees, not to do with vegetables. Meisvei, we're going to ask a contradiction. We're going to ask a question on this. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Oimer. Shimon ben Elazar said as follows in a Tisefta, and we've already seen the first half of this Tisefta, we already saw earlier on. We're going to come to that soon. But it says here, Likate Esrog Erev Tu Bishvat. Likate, note, Boso Likita by the Esrog. It's following the opinion that says that by an Esrog, it's Likita, not Chanota. Likate Esrog Erev Tu Bishvat. The day before Tu Bishvat. He's clearly making mention of Tu Bishvat, not Aleph Tishri. Actually, Tove Hashemesh, if you picked an Esrog before Tu Bishvat, before it became dark on the night of Tu Bishvat, V'chozar V'likit Mishetove Hashemesh, and then you picked other Esrogim after it became dark on Tu Bishvat, then they each belong, so to speak, to different years in the Shemitah cycle, in the Maestros cycle, and therefore, Ein Toir Min U'Ma'astrin, you don't take Chumas U'Maestros Mizeh El Zeh, Leficha Ein Toir Min U'Ma'astrin, Loi Min HaChodosh Al HaYoshon, V'Loi Min HaYoshon Al HaChodosh, that since, as we've learned, in Chumas and Maestros, every year's produce crop has to be independent, you cannot take from one set of these Esrogim to another. And Hoiso Shlishis Nechneses L'Ravies, if the Tu Bishvat, before Tu Bishvat was the third year of the cycle, and after Tu Bishvat was the fourth year of the cycle, then Shlishis, the third year, those that were picked before Tu Bishvat, it's Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni, as we've learned already, year 3 and year 6 is Maisa Rishon, Maisa Oni, no Maisa Sheini, and Ravies is Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni, and those that were picked after Tu Bishvat in their fourth year, then it's Maisar Rishoin and Maisar Sheini, not Maisar Oni. So that's what we saw in the Braisa. So you see here clearly that it speaks about Likate and it speaks about Tu Bishvat, which is clearly not like Rabbi Barav Huna said, that if you hold that the determining factor is Likita, then the Rosh Hashanah has to be Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishri. Here you see not that way. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is going to speak this out. Man Shomas Le Da'ozel Bosa Likita. Rabbi Gamliel. Who follows Likita? He's following the opinion of Rabbi Gamliel that we saw before in the Mishnah. Uktani Shvat. And he says explicitly that the determining fact is Tu Bishvat, not the first of Tishri. And that's not like Rabbi Barav Huna, who said that according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you go follow Likita, then it's got to be Rosh Hashanah. Eloiit, Mahochi Itma, the Gemara is changing the terminology, changing what Rabbi Barav Huna said. Omer Rabbi Barav Huna, Af al gav de Omer Rabbi Gamliel Esrog acha Likita, even though regarding Esrog, Rabbi Gamliel says you follow Likita, kayerek like a vegetable, not Chanota, nonetheless Rosh Hashanah shelo is Shvat. The Rosh Hashanah is Shvat, because in that aspect, as to what date the year starts, that's not to do with Yerek. Yerek only determines that the point in time in the of the development of the Esrog is the Shas Likita, when you pick it. But as to what time that determines the new year, that is the first of Shvat, like all other trees. And now the Gemara is asking, Maishna Hosom, and this takes us back to the Braisa on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph at the bottom. Two lines on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, we saw the second half or another part of this same Braisa. There it says, here we just spoke about if you picked an Esrog before Tu Bishvat and you picked an Esrog after Tu Bishvat, it's considered two different years. Well, on Daf Yud Beis we saw it speaks there about picking a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah, because vegetables are the beginning of the year is Rosh Hashanah. Picking a vegetable before Rosh Hashanah or after Rosh Hashanah is considered two different years. And then the Braisa says there, and hence, if it's before Rosh Hashanah is year 2 and after Rosh Hashanah is year 3, then those that were picked before Rosh Hashanah, it's Maisa Risha and Maisa Sheini. Those picked after Rosh Hashanah, it's Maisa Risha and Maisa Oni. So Gemara is now making an observation. Maishna Hosom, why over there when we're speaking about vegetables, Diktonium Hoiso Shnio Nechneses Lishlishis? The example the Braisa gives is if the Rosh Hashanah was the transition between year 2 and year 3. Or Maishna Hochaba here, speaking about the Esrog, that it speaks about before Tu Bishvat and after Tu Bishvat, it speaks about a transition between year 3 and year 4. Diktonium Hoiso Shlishis Nechneses L'Ravies. Why? Why would the Braisa, in the same halachas in the Braisa, change their example? Answers the Gemara, Milsa Agav Urche, Kamash Malon, the Braisa, that Yosefta wanted to teach us something, by the way, that teach us that Estrig kosher le yodo. An Estrig tree, the fact that people come in the Shemitah year, you've got to, it's Hefka. You've got to let anybody come and pick the Estrigim. The fields are rendered ownerless. And therefore, you've got to abandon the fields, and people are coming and touching the Estrig trees. And that's very hard. It's not good for the Estrig tree. And it actually stops the Estrig tree from producing Estrigim for a number of years after Shemitah, till it can recover from all the mishandling of the people who are touching it. The Estrig kosher le'yoda, and since all the people, they were touching this tree during Shemitah, le'toin pri, it doesn't give forth fruit atlas shnin. So year two of the Shemitah cycle will never see Estrogim on the Estrig trees. It will only be at the end of year three, going into year four, which is when there'll first be Estrogim there. And to impress this on us is why the Braisa changed the example, and the Mefarshim discuss what halachic ramifications that would have, but that is how the Gemara understands the Tisefta. And Emir Tzashem, in the next year, we're going to continue from here.